sending another guy an email that's waiting to hear from us. One thing I noticed about all of this is that I am talking to you all more. I am enjoying hearing from you. It's like we're having a rapport. We've evolved where it's not just me lecturing you. It is us talking to each other. And there's one energy, and then there's an us. And then I'm just curious here. Let me see here. Is Willow on the line? Willow, are you on the line? Hello, Willow. Hello, Willow. Okay, Willow's not there. I was going to invite her. Some of you who were on the call yesterday know Willow and I had a run-in where I cut her off. And that was an area where I had to make a judgment call whether our Sunday call in particular is directed towards the sacred. And that if something comes in which could even remotely possibly jeopardize that energy, I will not let it on. And so something happened, and I did send Willow an email and invite her to talk about it, but she's not here. So that's okay. In any case, let me unmute people and see if anyone wants to say anything. If it's too noisy, then we'll do star six. Hang on. Okay, everyone is unmuted. I think it's too noisy.
No, just give it a moment, and I will mute the noisy lines.
All right. Anyone want to contribute? Were they asked for something and it happened? Or were they asked for something and they were mad because it didn't happen, or they were just disappointed?
I have something.
Okay. Who is that?
Carolyn Oaktoak.
Oh, hi, Carolyn. Yes.
Hi. Okay, well, I'll make a long story short. Last year, I was working, and I was swelling up, puffing up, and then I got a rash, and so I went to see the doctor, and it was on my lower legs, and so they gave me a bunch of antibiotics intravenously. And that rash went away. And then I got laid off from my job. Then all of a sudden I got another rash. So I tried some health food stuff, and it started going away. And then all of a sudden I got blisters on the palms of my hands that were about a quarter inch tall from nothing, and I had a hard time swallowing food. So I went to see my doctor, and he said, oh, you know, what we're going to do, check your blood for everything. It's probably nothing, you know. So fine. So then he calls me in, and he says, this is very serious. You have myeloproliferative disorder. It's a bone marrow disorder. And if your white blood cell count goes up much more, you'll be in the first stage of leukemia. So I said, well, that's not very good. You know, so he made an appointment with a specialist for November, and this was in August, and had me take a series of tests. And he gave me some stuff for diuretic, but that's it. And so I'm like, well, what I'm going to do? So I remembered a friend of mine who worked in health food or in natural health. And so I got a hold of him. I haven't talked to him in 20 years. I went to see him. He checked me over, gave me a treatment, gave me a bunch of vitamins. And I said, well, all these vitamins are probably about $1,000. And I said, I don't have any money. And he said, well, you know, take them and pay me back when you go back to work. And I said, okay. So I went back, and I had to take all these vitamins, do these cleanses, I prayed. I kept coming into the calls every day on the week on the radio. And it just kept my spirits up, and I kept thinking, I'm fine. You know, I am getting better. And one part of me was saying it was like a test to see if I could have adversity. You know? And in the meantime, my whole family's looking at me like I should be making out my will. You know, which that was hard to deal with than anything else. So I kept taking these pills and doing these cleanses and taking vitamins and, you know, staying away from people. Like, I couldn't be around chemicals, and I couldn't even dye my hair. So, anyways, and then my blood count went up. So I'm like, well, maybe I shouldn't be taking all this stuff. Like, what good is that? And then a little voice in my head said, well, what if you don't take it? So I said, okay. So I kept taking these things. Went to the doctor in October, and he said, I don't understand why, but all your blood counts are back to normal. I'm like, what? He says, yes, all your blood counts are back to normal. I'm like, wow. So what does that mean? And he says, it means I think you cured yourself. Oh, yes. I went on the White Light Express and put a prayer request up from them, and a bunch of people prayed for me. And on Facebook, some friends of mine put out a prayer list for me as well. And my blood went back to normal. But I was so tired, and it took me a while to recover. And then finally I'm like, well, I need to get a job, but I can't be working 10-hour shifts for 10 days in a row. And so I got this really nice job. It's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Until June, and by then I'll be able to go back. Because I was coming in on the calls very positive, you know, anytime that I started thinking negative, woe is me, I just think of, you know, all the good things that I have going. And my family loves me, people love me, and now everything's good.
Wow. How long were you asking, how many months before that happened?
This happened August, so, and then October, 2 months.
2 months.
Two months and my blood went clear, yeah.
All right. Well, that's an inspiration. Thank you so much. Now, did the doctors think it was a miracle? Did they think they didn't understand how it happened?
Yes, my doctor thought it was because of the vitamins and the prayers. He was really surprised because when I told him I was taking that stuff, he told me he couldn't recommend it because there were herbs in it, and he's not educated in herbs, so he can't condone it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But he thought it was miraculous, and I did go see the specialist in November, and he said, why are you here? You don't even have the myeloproliferative protein in your blood. And I said, well, I want to know how come this happened. And he says, well, I'll see you in 3 weeks. And he said, I want you to do some more blood tests. And I said, well, what do you think it was? And he goes, oh, I think you had an allergic reaction.
Right. What? An allergic reaction that cured you, right?
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is, if it tells you in your heart, look for something else, that's what you should do, and listen to yourself, and just realize that the universe is abundant, and as you think, so you are. So that's all.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing. And
you're welcome.
Anyone else have something?
Who was that that was speaking?
That was Carol in Okotoks, Canada.
Thank you.
All right. Now, anyone else? Listen, I'm seeing all your names there,
And some of you I know are frustrated because you're asking for things and they haven't happened. I'm gonna like call you up after this call and say, how come you didn't say anything? Who is that?
Dave Mesa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say your name again.
David and Mesa.
David, go ahead, David.
Yeah, I sent you the email if you want to read it. I just sent it.
Okay. Let me see what he...
And, you know, I did mute several people, but noise came through the line. If you want to speak up again, it's a matter of pressing star 6 to unmute.
Who is that? Okay. David Mesa. Thank you, Dave, for standing. Thank you. I think Kaiser just muted me. Okay. Dave has been. Here's what Dave says. I'll just read his email. Just wanted to let you know that I have asked for help from Source, but I noticed that it seems to work if you have multiple people praying for the same thing. I have asked for a job and financial abundance, but to no avail. I got a job briefly, and my boss was a tyrant. I had to leave for my health and sanity. I think the situation would have been worse had I not been playing the calls at work and saying prayers of protection. I think personally I have a lot of stuff to work out this lifetime. It's been very challenging and my funds are limited. So a clearing from someone who is out of my budget at the moment. My spirits are up though, and I continue to trudge along. I thank you for the great words and inspiration of caring. And I'm just saying our sources are listening right now. So if they have, we give them their permission to address anything towards Dave that you would. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have something to say. I want to tell everybody that asked for something that did not give up. This is
Lucy.
Lucy.
Right?
Yeah. Many times I asked for stuff that I thought I need, and the one that I needed very much, and my prayer was answered. I mean, especially when I was asking with all my heart, my prayer were answered. I mean, and finding you was the answer for my prayer, because I didn't know where to go. I knew there was something that I need to find. I was looking toward churches and different places, and I was praying, and then I heard you at one night. I opened the radio, and it was Georges Norrie, and I listened to it, and I heard your voice, and that was it. And then after, I find you the next day and stuff. So it was really an answer to my prayer. I have some friends in Colorado that they were in dear need of they are living in a camper in Colorado, and they have enough food, and they were cold and everything, and could just find a job. No place couldn't find a job. Now they are warm and they have food, and it's on its way to have a full time job now. And they're expecting a little baby. So my answer was, my put them under the light, for ask for light and love for them. And it was really answered. Anyways, it's wonderful. And they're there for us, and they love us. And I'm talking about the source and our angels and everybody. They really want to help us. And sometimes I listen to the little voice, what can I do to help myself, my health and stuff? And I got the answer. So, do not give up, and just make sure you listen, because sometimes we say a prayer and we're not listening. So we have to listen. That's why I learned to listen. So anyway, I wish the best for everybody, but really do not give up, because it's really happened. They really answer, and they really love you, and they want the best for you. Thank you.
Well, Lucy, I am so glad you're here, because you are really powerful in supporting the energy of these calls, and your prayers are really strong. So thank you. That's for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyone else?
This is Carol from Colorado.
Hey, Carol.
I've had vertigo for 2 years, and I've been to doctors and psychics and everything, and I need some help to resolve it. I have other problems too, but the vertigo is really tough.
Have you been praying for that?
Yes. And meditating, and one psychic said I should imagine light going through my body, and that would be healing, but it hasn't helped.
I wonder what the psychic, the karmic thing about vertigo is, because, you know, occasionally, I'll just tell you, occasionally I feel dizzy. I used to do it more, and I realized, for me, I wasn't grounded. I would get dizzy when I wasn't grounded, and what does it take? I'm just throwing that out. That may be completely off for you.
So one psychic said I should sit on the dirt and ask Mother Gaia to absorb my energy, dizzy energy.
Yeah.
It sort of helps, but it's only temporary. And some days it's really bad. It started, the doctor said I had a viral infection of the inner ear.
Uh-huh. And you know what? The one good thing about this realm, at least one good thing I can tell everybody, is that it's only temporary. So,
well, yeah, I know I'll die pretty soon. Sometimes I wish I'd die sooner.
One day you'll die.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello, can you hear me, or do I need to unmute myself?
We hear you. Who is that?
Okay, this is Judy. I just heard her say something about an infection in her inner ear, because I was thinking inner ear about the dizziness. But I don't know if you've heard, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, the woman.
Carolyn, Colorado.
Carolyn, hi. Have you heard of colloidal silver?
Yeah, I've used that too.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And it hasn't been helping for the ear infection?
No, it has to do with my sinuses. The psychic, he was an Edgar Cayce type psychic, and he said it was an imbalance of the pituitary.
Oh.
And so it's, I can feel it. When it first started, it was so bad in my, on my forehead, and it would hurt clear over to my ear, and it's still there. It's my right ear. It's just, it's been so miserable.
You know, one day I'm going to do a conference call where we have a lot of people on our line that share things about alternative health. And sometimes that's the worldly way to pick something, and sometimes you just have to go that route. And they have a lot of information, including Terry and myself. We both were always into alternative health stuff. And we should do a call where people share what they know, what they've had experience with, et cetera, for everybody's benefit. So stand by for that. You know, the only thing I have to be careful about is I have to be careful to do the right kind of disclaimers for a call like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't want to be busted for medical advice and have everything else shut down, because we do that. But in any case,
is natural, and it's really good.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much it helps for so many things that we didn't know about.
Why don't we spell that? C-O-L-L-O-I-D-I-A-L, colloidal silver.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff on the internet about it.
Yeah.
Do your own research. It's particularly good for infections of all kinds, correct?
Yes, correct. But so many other things that I recently only found out about. So it's worth looking into. And the 10 parts per million is the best one that, you know, is recommended.
You know, next time we talk about this, Judy, sounds like you've used it for yourself. Yes, have you?
Yes. Uh huh. Yes.
And you've had experience with it. Working,
right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do is I want to do a call, like for people that have used different things, where they can share their experiences, because that really matters.
There's a supernatural silver also.
Is that Marilyn?
It is.
It's
supernatural silver. Yeah.
Does that mean it's listen? Okay, I want to mute everybody now because I want to. We only have a few minutes, 10 minutes left, and I want to give our sources a chance to address this. And we got on late on BBS, so
could I say something just really briefly about Carol? What Carol might want to try something. That she could call Lindsay at Dr. Marshall's office at 800-370-3447 and ask Lindsay if what she has as a protocol for this. It's like there's.
Could you repeat that?
Lindsay at 800-370-3447. And also go to helpline.cc on your computer to find more information about. Dr. Marshall has a radio program, and you can call in and tell your symptoms, and he can give you whatever information he has.
Okay, thank you.
And just for everybody's information, we make no money from Dr. Marshall. The first time Terry mentioned him, I said she's bleeding through. Because she loved Dr. Marshall for years. But then I started getting emails from people that said thanks for recommending Dr. Marshall. So
yeah, it changed my life, one lady said.
So I'm just telling you, I'm not promising anything, but we don't make money. He doesn't even make donations to us. He doesn't even know what we do, okay? So in any case, let's go right into this, Terry, and do a little session.
Yes.
Before we run out of any more time.
Okay.
And let me see here. Hang on. It is now 6:49. We can go till 6:59 since Don started us late today. So we will continue. For 10 minutes. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect every person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, coming in from the top of our heads and grounded into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us present while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we invite our sources into the space to address this question of how do we ask? Thank you.
Thank you. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you and connect with each and every one of you. And we are available non-linearly, and we do hear your prayers. You appear to us as a light, light with radiating spikes, you might call it, radiating out from you. And these radiations of light are your asking. And upon that light is information. It's the information you are putting there in your asking. And we hear it, we sense it, we can then connect you up and add to your synchronicities that bring you within range to find the information you need. When one lives in the third density, there are someone should write a handbook of the things that the body needs. Like there's a handbook on how to tune a car. There should be a handbook on what the body needs. There's some very basic things that the body needs. And when one keeps asking, then they can use these, you might call them these little light reaches, to connect with people that can bring them information that will help them to heal. Give us a moment. We ourselves are able to do some healing. We are reminded of when Terry broke her hip, and she was asking, please heal my hip, please heal my hip. And the doctors gave her the diagnosis that it was dead and it was going to fall apart and disintegrate within 5 years, and she would have to have an implant. And Terry kept asking everywhere, everything that she could. Everybody she could think of how to ask. And we heard her message. And so in the channeling by Cheryl Taylor, Terry was asking Cheryl Taylor, can the Council of Light, who Cheryl was channeling at the time, which is connected with us. It is not us, but it is connected with us so that we keep like one finger upon the Council of Light, and we are connected with them. So Terry kept asking, and the Council of Light said, well, you're a little overweight, you don't exercise, you could eat better, and you still want us to heal your hip. And Terry said yes. Well, connections were made that Terry's hip could heal, and she didn't need the implant, and the hip was brought back to life. It didn't come out perfect, but it didn't get its full shape back, but it is functional. So in asking, you can put out the light. It isn't just verbal to verbal, sight to sight. There's a whole range of frequencies beyond. And there's another factor, and that is what you think tends to direct you into what happens. So when you think something, it is similar to the person putting love on the outside, writing love on the outside of a bottle of water, and then the molecules in the bottle of the water reorient into a more organized place. So when you freeze the water, it turns into beautiful crystals. However, if you put hate on the outside or war, then there is a chaotic reorganization of the molecular structure. So when you think thought, like, I have diabetes and the doctor says it will never go away, your cells are listening. And you're writing that information on your cells. And your cells are fitting into that slot. So when you think something, you take your body. You take your cells to that place in their organization. And so prayer, that you're praying that another person will get better. It's like you're helping to write on the winds of the manifest world that there's a better way. There's a difference coming. There's a change, and there's a reorganization that can happen. The organization will come back to its optimum state. For instance, a healer could see a burn and project that those molecules that are burned and starting to blister can come back in reverse into their regular form, and the blister will go away. So the stronger one gets at being able to project the optimum organization of structure, the easier it is to write on the structure that is damaged and to help it heal. We hope that this has helped a handbook, knowledge about how optimally the body gets by within the physical realm. If it's an alkaline, if the body can become alkaline, then it has more electrons, and the more electrons that are available, then they can be available to repair the body. So there's a whole body of knowledge that a person can run into that can help them, which the lady in Canada has stepped her foot into the healing of this. We thank you so much for this opportunity to connect, and we leave, but we do not leave, and just ask for assistance. If it isn't, we can assist, but not only us, but the whole physical universe can hear, and you can write on the consciousness of the manifest realm, and it can help you realign. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And there was a question from Ed Powers. I'll just do a quick answer on that. In Fort Collins, Colorado, he says, how do we express thanksgiving for answering requests to those in the higher realm? My answer, this is not their answer, my answer is love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do something that lifts the consciousness of someone else. Because the whole challenge of the higher realms is how to lift this planet and the people in it out of the mire that it's in. And when you start playing a part in doing that, I don't think there's a better way of expressing thanksgiving. And they'll get it. But that's my answer. That's not their answer.
I just like say something really quick. I was behind the car today driving, and the car had a sign on it. It said, do a random act of kindness. And that it's just made me smile and just cheered up that whole the whole 5 minutes I was behind that car.
This is Terry talking, right?
This is Terry back again, yes.
Just making sure it was clear for everybody. Okay. All right. Listen, thank you all for being here. Thank you for supporting this work.
Well, you can run as late as you wish tonight.
Oh, I can run a little longer?
Absolutely.
Are you our engineer now, Seth?
I am.
Don is going to sleep?
No, he's busy.
He's busy. All right. Okay. Well, we could run a little longer then, although I'll tell you what. Terry?
Yes.
Do you feel like going back into trance and let me ask some questions?
I could do that.
Okay, because I have more questions that I think would be helpful to people. Okay.
All right.
So, and by the way, let me remind you all that this Thursday night, Carla is going in, Friday she's going into the hospital, I believe, for her operation. And we're going to ask our sources and all of you to hold the space for her. And on Thursday night, we're going to do a healing session for her, but I'm going to include everyone else who wants a healing. And I'm going to practice what they're saying, see how much I can add to that. And let me just call in the light really fast. We ask for the light, and we ask for protection. We ask for each of us to connect to the vibrations of the higher positive realms. And we ask our sources to be present and to continue with a couple more questions on this topic. Are you ready?
Yes, we are back. We were disappointed that the session ended so quickly, so we are delighted to be back. Do you have questions?
Okay. So I would want to ask, everyone wants to know, how do they ask for help? And one of the questions that somebody sent me that I just made an answer to, but I thought I'd get your answer, and this is from Ed Powers, how do we express thanksgiving for answering the request of those in the higher realm?
How do we express thanksgiving for answering your request?
I assume what he's saying there is, how do we express for thanksgiving for a request that was answered in the higher realms?
Appreciation. When you appreciate it and you not only thank us, but you anchor it into your own life to make it more permanent. We get it. When you appreciate it, we know.
Thank you. You know, we started off this call with a discussion of the idea of sacredness and humanness. And I think I have this idea that if we're going to make a request, that if we can move into that sacred space inside of us, of a connection, that we stand a lot more chance of having something granted or worked with or connected with. And is that correct? And how, I mean, I could answer this, but let you answer this. How do we enter, if that's correct, how do we enter that sacred space?
Thank you. The yearning, the passion, the desire with which you wish something to be granted, he has a lot to do with how well it can be granted. Another thing that makes a difference is how good is what you are yearning for all the individuals connected with the subject. How well is it that it can benefit not only you, but the higher good of you and the harmonious connection with others. Although the harmonious connection with others is lesser than how well can it benefit your own higher good. For instance, if you wish something to happen, for instance, if you are in the process of nearly passing over to the other side, and then one is clinging on to life, and then is in the quandary of shall I leave, shall I stay, and they're perhaps miserable because their body hasn't been well taken care of, and so they're in the in-between land of shall I stay, shall I leave. And sometimes it is a fine line that they may move into the transition, and they may wish it to move into a transition, although part of them wishes to stay and part of them wishes to leave. They may move into a transition, and they can get debriefed in the higher realm, and they can move on into a better situation. Sometimes it is just through not knowing how to care for the body, or it is through having digestion problems, not digesting their food, because when a person gets older, they don't have as many enzymes to digest cooked food, and then their body is lacking in nutrients, and so their body can't repair itself and they get sick, and then they don't feel like being around. So if a person would read our ideological unwritten handbook, they could find out how to have their life extended vitally and be vitally alive by another third if they would just handle this enzyme thing and get enough enzymes and be able to digest their food and have an alkaline body rather than an acidic body. Could you see if there are other aspects of this question there?
Well, somebody addressed the question this evening. I won't say their name, but they were addressing the question, and I think many people have this question, and they're struggling, and they walk around, and they're trying to get a job, they're trying to make money, and they get stonewalled, and it seems like nothing's coming towards them, and they're praying for something, and nothing's coming. And is there anything you can say in particular about the person who asked the question that would help him, and for people in general who have that, because this is a time when a lot of people are facing that issue?
Yes, there is a job out there. There is a job that is a better job than what you may have had, and it is out there, and the connection, it needs to be made. So don't give up. Keep asking and doing little shifts. It can shift in a very short time. Doing little shifts. Just getting your energy out of the house, getting the energy out of the stuckness of the bills, getting your energy open enough to find the time to just venture out and make a connection and ask everybody you know. Eventually, this connection can be made by doing that. So even a little shift in direction can take you on a slightly different path that can open up something we envision for you that we take a moment and envision it, something where you could be part of it and you could be a vital contributor and get remunerated very well.
Thank you. And I assume that's true for everybody who's out there looking in general?
We were particularly speaking to that one person, but it would apply to everyone. If someone is stuck, sometimes they can develop their self a little program that they would move through, like one thing that needed to be done, but then questioning people they know, like their mortgage company, is there anything that can be done? Like, is there some kind of a facility that would know how to refinance even though it's underwater? And then the bank may refer them to somebody like HUD or something that would have an agency that could help find a solution if it's a special kind of a thing, a special kind of a mortgage, then there's easy help available. If it's another kind of a mortgage, conventional mortgage, then maybe another agency like HUD can help. And it's like when you question, you can find some avenues. You know, you could go on the internet and ask, you know, what have other people done that are in this situation that I am? And if I'm a printer, you know, how can I research, go on the internet, find out what printing companies are around, and find out if there's something available in the area? You know, somebody may need somebody right then at a printing company, and you might just right in.
You know, I find I do something called, like, I call it scanning when I'm looking for something. I just blitz everything with what I'm looking for, not expecting any particular thing to respond, like taking a walk, knocking on doors, whatever, and just keep blitzing it, because sooner or later, when you're doing a blitz, you forget that you're needy. And that's for me. You know, if you're looking for something, you feel needy. And the first thing that happens is you go out looking and you keep putting out your neediness. And it's harder for your energy to get through your neediness. So if you just start walking around and knocking on doors and calling people and do it for hours and hours, your neediness goes away. And the looking becomes a mantra. And the finding becomes kind of an answer to the mantra. It just pops up without putting out the neediness, which I'm not saying that you can't find something through neediness, but it seems to me when you forget your neediness, it's easier to find something. So even though your circumstance makes you feel needy, in the moment you have to push through your neediness in order to succeed. That's at least one way of looking at that, and my experience. And that's not to say you can't go out feeling needy and have some miracle happen, because it could happen anyway. It just seems that it's easier if you can release your neediness in the moment. I remember when we used to sell things at swap meets and festivals, I would experience that all the time, because there were weeks where we didn't have any money, and I had to go show up and sell things. And if I felt needy, I'll give you a little trick that I used to do. If I felt needy, which I did at the beginning of the day, I could watch people walk by and no one would stop. And I started to realize that people were picking up on my neediness. And I didn't look like someone that they wanted to walk up to and buy from. I looked like I was pushing them away. So what I used to do, and this was like in that situation, was at the beginning of the day, if I was in that space, I would call somebody over and I'd say, hey, could you help me just look through this and look like you're interested? Because then more people will walk up to my booth. So invariably, people will do things more to help you than to try to give you money because you're selling them something. So it was easy to get people to look through, and they were helping me, and they really were helping me. And then when they looked through and they liked it, I'd say, listen, those things sell for $12, but I'll sell you one for $5 just to get the energies going. And they would always buy it for $5. And the thing that would happen, that when they spent money, there was a real transaction of energy. Something shifted. Something shifted that, you know, when they looked through it, there was a transaction, something shifted. But when they spent money, there was a big transaction. you know, it was a real legitimate transaction. And I would do that. Sometimes I just do it one time. Sometimes I do it a couple of times. But it would always, always, without fail, shift the energy. And suddenly, our booth was packed with people that wanted to buy these things. And I did that many, many times. And when you're feeling needy, if you can figure out a way to shift that energy somehow or another, and it doesn't matter how, ask somebody to give you something. Tell them you need their help. and actually, we started doing that, and I told people, just have us send you a dollar, but we just got too busy handling. You know what? If we start making money, more money here, we'll do more things like this. We have trouble holding all the administrative ends down. But we were just sending people dollars just to help them shift the energy, because I know that works. But ask your friend to give you a dollar, make you feel better, and give them a dollar when they need it. You know, it's not the amount. It's the energy that transfers. So then you start feeling good when you go out. And however you do that, do it. Call somebody up that you're looking for a job with and have the secretary say something nice about you. I don't know. I don't know what it is. You have to be creative. But be creative and create your way through it. And that's at a small level and a big level. And I think we did our channeling, and I don't think we're going to take any more callers in at this point. So on that note, keep in mind, Thursday night, probably at 6 o'clock, we're going to do a healing session. We'll have Carla on, who's going in for operation. We'll have all of you on who need help, and we'll have all you on that can hold healing energy, because some of you do that on these calls. And we'll see how much healing energy we can transmit to the group that's on the line. So on that note, we'll end our Monday night call. And
will you please tell us the phone number and the time and the day again for the healing?
Well, it's going to be Thursday, and I'm going to do a mailing on it, and it'll appear on our calendar, which is... if you go to an Intelligent Infinity, intelligent-infinity.com, there's a little button on the left that has the calendar. I just want to nail it down with Carla, make sure she's available and ready.
How do you take all
the help? What's that? We've got all these people talking in the background.
Morse code.
No, it's called white noise.
Sorry, Wynn.
Wynn, did you disappear?
Again.
I don't think I disappeared. Why? What do you want?
You always disappear. You're invisible.
Sometimes I try to be invisible.
Can you start,
some
can
of you are invisible. You just didn't
get it. Wynn and Terry and everybody, this is Marcia, and it's really important. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you.
I wanna please ask you. I've been listening online, so I just called on my cell phone. I didn't want to rack up minutes. But there's something that would be really wonderful if we could all pray about for the next little bit. There, right before the bombing in Chicago, there was a Facebook post that said it was a memorial post about the incident that was to come, as if they knew all about it. Then it was mysteriously gone. And there was just a link put up on Facebook again about Los Angeles, a memorial about a bombing on the 28th. And it was mysteriously gone, too. So if we could all pray about that, it would be great.
All right.
Thank you, Marcia. Yeah. And Terry, happy birthday. I love you.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Marcia? Yeah. Wait, was that the only information? Do you know exactly what it said? Oh, yeah, I do. I'll look for all of it and I'll email it to you. That would be good if you could email it. I'll look for all of it. Yeah, I'll look for. I should have called earlier and said something, and I don't know why I didn't. I just didn't. Okay, I'll look for your email. It's important. I know it is. I really do. I just felt something go right through me into my heart with tears when you said that.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'll scrape it all together.
Thank you. I'll look for it.
Okay. Bye. Love you.
We'd all like to see that email.
I don't know how to send it to everybody.
Well, send it to Wynn and me.
Okay, I'll send it to both you, and then you can send it to everybody.
Put it on the healing list.
That'll be up to Wynn.
Yeah, and I'll put it on the healing list then. Okay, both. Yeah, and Wynn can discern it, put what he wants.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're going to...
Love you all, my dear friends. Have a good night.
Love you all.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Love you so much. I love you guys. Have a good night.
You're so beautiful.
I love you guys. Good night.
Good night, Terry.
Good night, Wynn.
Good night, Mary Ellen. Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Grandpa.
It was like a romper room.